Title: Subpressure Edit Rebuild Session with Automation First Workflow in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper subpressure style edit lift in Ableton Live 12, not an EDM uplifter. This is that jungle, old school DNB kind of pressure, where the riser feels like it belongs inside the tune, like it's part of the break science and the bass narrative, not just a whoosh slapped on top. The mindset for this session is automation first. That means we're going to write the energy moves early, before we get precious about sound design. Then we're going to resample fast, commit to audio, and do the ruthless edit stuff that gives it that real dubplate edit feeling. Here's what we're building across 4 or 8 bars, but I want you to think 8 bars for the full story: a main sub or a res pressure riser, a break bass tension layer, a noid and air layer, and then the peak moment. Impact plus a micro void right before the drop. That tiny vacuum is a huge part of why the drop hits like it does in classic edits. First, quick setup so the whole session stays clean. Set your tempo somewhere from 165 to 172. I'm going to think 170 in my head because it's that classic pocket. On your master, don't chase loud. Aim for the build peaking around -6 dB. That headroom gives you space for distortion and brightness without accidentally turning the drop into a messy clipping contest. Now make a group called risers. Inside it, create 3 or 4 tracks: riser main, riser break tension, riser noise air, and riser impacts. Color them so you can spot them fast, and name your automation lanes clearly. Treat automation lanes like performance parts, not like tiny mix tweaks. If you catch yourself making 20 little lanes, you're probably sound designing instead of directing energy. Let's start with the main pressure riser, the sub or res core. Create a MIDI track on riser main and load operator. This is fast and punchy. In operator, set oscillator A to a sine wave. That's your clean sub anchor. Set oscillator B to a saw wave, but keep it low at first. The saw is going to be our harmonic growth later, and if you start with too much, the whole thing just feels loud immediately instead of escalating. After operator, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Soft clip on. Start with drive around 2 to 4 dB. We'll automate it up later, somewhere like 6 to 9 dB near the peak, depending on how nasty you want the pressure. Then add auto filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Turn the envelope off because we're not doing synth pluck. We're doing a controlled build with automation. Now here's the key move. Write automation before you perfect the tone. Over 8 bars. Automate the auto filter cutoff from around 80 Hz up to somewhere in the 8 to 12 kHz zone. Make it a gentle rise for the first 6 bars, then a steeper curve in the last 2. In Live 12, use automation shapes and breakpoints to get that acceleration. That late ramp is the edit feeling, like someone's riding the desk and pushing it into panic. Next, automate pitch. You can do a full plus 12 semitones over the 8 bars, or plus 7 if you want it more jungle and less big room. And here's a little trick. In the last bar, overshoot slightly. Hit plus 13 for a moment, then settle back to plus 12 right at the end. That tiny overbend reads as urgency. It feels like it's straining. Now automate oscillator B level. Start it basically off, then bring it in gradually so the harmonics bloom, and automate the saturator drive up towards the end. If you want stereo excitement, put utility after the filter and automate width. But be careful. Keep width low, like 0 to 30%. Until the last 2 bars. Then push up to maybe 70 to 110% right near the peak. The rule is, keep the sub safe. So, sub safety. At the end of your chain, add EQ8. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz, just to clear useless rumble. And if you're widening, switch EQ8 to mid/side mode. On the side channel, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. That keeps the low end mono, while the mid and top can hype out. Now, check mono early, not at the end. Seriously, every time you add width automation, slap a utility on the master temporarily, hit mono for a moment, and make sure the riser still pushes forward. If it collapses and gets thin, your side low cut isn't strong enough, or your width is happening too low. At this point, you've got the pressure ramp. Now commit. Resample the main riser. You can freeze and flatten, or do the classic route to audio method. Create a new audio track called Riser Main Resamp. Set audio from to your riser main track. Arm it, and record 8 bars. And this is where jungle starts. Resampling isn't just committing. It unlocks time abuse. In that audio clip, add fades, tighten the ending, and if you want that edit sweet vibe, chop the last bar into smaller slices. Do a couple 1/8 or 1/16 cuts. Reverse a tiny chunk right before the void. Nudge something slightly early. These are audible edits, and that's part of the authenticity. Old school doesn't always sound perfect. It sounds intentional. Next layer, break bass tension. This is the old school tell. This is what stops the build from feeling like a generic synth sweep. On riser, break tension, drop in a break loop. Amen, think. Whatever fits the vibe. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve at 1/16th or 1/32nd if you want it super tight and robotic. Now add devices in this order. Auto filter, redux, drum boss, and utility. For auto filter, start with a high pass around 200 to 400 HC. Over the 8 bars, sweep it up so the break gets thinner and brighter, ending closer to 1 to 3 kHz. What you're doing is removing body so the drop feels massive when the lows return. You're basically telling the listener, the floor is about to come back. Then redux, automate downsampling from subtle to harsher. Also automate bit reduction slightly upward, but watch your gain, because redux can jump in level and suddenly you're clipping just because you got excited. Keep it controlled. Then drum bus, automate drive from maybe 0 to 5% at the start up to 10 to 25% near the end. You're building grit and urgency. Now the last bar gate trick. Add auto pan after those effects. Set it to a square wave so it acts like a chopper. Set the rate to 1/8 for the first part of bar 8, and then 1/16th in the last half of the bar. Push amount up, like 60 to 100%. That's an old-school edit tension move without needing any third-party gate plugins. If you want an advanced twist, do the halftime hallucination trick in bar 8. Automate warp preserve from 1/16th to 1/8 while increasing the gate speed. The break feels like the grid is bending, even though your tempo didn't change. That's very someone is riding the edit's energy. Third layer, noise and air. This is the layer that makes the lift obvious on small speakers without stealing the whole mix. Create a MIDI track, riser noise air, and load wavetable. Pick a noise wavetable or build noise through modulation sources. Add auto filter set to bandpass, then echo with low feedback, then reverb with a short to medium decay. For auto filter, bandpass 12 dB is fine. Resonance around 25 to 45%. Automate the filter frequency sweeping upward over the 8 bars. On echo, choose a time like 1/8 dotted or 1/16th. Feedback around 10 to 20%. Filter it so it stays airy. On reverb, keep decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Not huge. Automate dry slash wet from maybe 10% up to 25 or 35% toward the peak. And here's a slick move. In the final half bar, do a pitch dive on the noise layer. Transpose down 2 to 7 semitones quickly. That little fall makes room emotionally and physically for the impact. It's like the build drops its shoulders right before the punch. You can resample this layer too, especially if you want to chop or reverse it cleanly without juggling devices. Now the peak moment. Impact plus microsilence. This is the sub-pressure edit trick that people skip. And it's exactly why their drops don't slap as hard as they should. On riser impacts, load a short impact sample. Could be a crash, could be a layered hit, could be a kick plus a tiny sub thunk. Add a reverse crash leading into the peak if you like, but keep it short and controlled. Now create the micro void right before the drop. 1/16th to 1/8th beat of silence. At 170 BPM, even 1/16th is noticeable if your build is dense. Do this cleanly by putting a utility on the riser's group, and automating the gain down to minus infinity for the tiny gap. This is easier than trying to cut every clip perfectly, and it guarantees everything stops together. Pro tip, negative space doesn't have to be pure silence. You can leave a very quiet, filtered vinyl or room tone in the void so the transition feels continuous, but the punch still happens. That's a tasteful old school trick. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where it becomes DNB, not just a sound. Bars 1 to 4. Pressure starts subtle. Break tension is filtered, but not annihilated. Stereo is tight, mostly mono. You're planting the seed. Bars 5 to 7. Saturation increases. Pitch lift becomes noticeable. Noise layer rises. The listener starts leaning forward without realizing why. Bar 8. This is where you earn it. Edits and stutters come in. Widening happens mostly in the mids and highs. Sub stays tight and mono. Then the micro void, impact, and drop. One more advanced arrangement idea. Call and response. Instead of all layers rising continuously, alternate emphasis each bar. Odd bars, the sub or res dominates with more drive and pitch movement. Even bars, the break tension dominates with more crush and filter lift. That stops the build from being one long straight line and makes it feel like the track is talking to itself. And another, the false peak, around bar 6 or 7, do a tiny min avoid for 1/16th and a small impact, then keep building. The listener braces early. Then you outdo it at bar 8. Now a quick set of common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. Don't widen the sub. If your stereo below about 120 Hz gets wild, club systems will punish you and the drop loses punch. Don't write automation too late. If you perfect the sound first, you'll start protecting it and your moves will get timid. Bald automation is the point. Don't avoid resampling. If you keep everything live, you won't do the ruthless audio edits that make it feel like a real jungle edit. Printing is part of the instrument. Don't let the riser occupy the drop space. If there's still heavy buildup around 200 to 600 Hz right at the downbeat, your drop will sound smaller. High pass and clear it, and watch your reverb tails. Unless you want that smeary wash aesthetic, automate reverb down in the last beat or hard cut the tails so the first kick and snare have clean air. If you want darker, heavier vibes, here are a couple pro moves.